The morality of the Quran inoculates believers from every kind of extremism. Radicalism is wholly incompatible with the way of life prescribed by God. God describes Muslims as those who speak nicely, refrain from conflict and fighting, are friendly and moderate toward even the fiercest opponents, and modest, patient, compassionate, and loving.
In the Quran, God reveals that all of the prophets were moderate, gentle, and affectionate towards others. One verse describing the moral virtue of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, reads,
"It is a mercy from God that you were gentle with them. If you had been rough or hard of heart, they would have scattered from around you."
Since Muslims are only responsible for announcing the Quran's morality, and since they are prohibited from being bullies or enforcers and are required to be softly spoken to even the cruelest tyrant, they cannot be extremists or radicals. Radicalism espouses and applies the exact opposite of all of these virtues. In addition, Muslims must use exceptionally polite and respectful language in talking to people who do not share their beliefs and ideas and telling them of the moral values of Islam. They never resort to force or threats.
For their responsibility is limited to teaching others about the Quran's morality. The rest is entirely up to the conscience of those people. God reveals in the Quran the kind of language Muslims should use with other people. Call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and fair admonition, and argue with them in the kindest way. Your Lord knows best who is misguided from his way, and he knows best who are guided.
In part two of our documentary, A Call for Unity, we shall be looking at the common beliefs and values of the three faiths and the kind of intellectual struggle that members of these three faiths need to wage against atheistic philosophies. In addition, we shall also be discussing in this documentary the return to earth of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in the end times, and the impact of that coming on these three great faiths. At the end of this series of documentaries, we will see how union and brotherhood between civilizations can easily be established. The three faiths have so much more in common than is commonly believed. By God's leave, once the faiths coalesce around these shared values, peace will be established very soon, and the atmosphere of anarchy and conflict that some people are hoping for will be eliminated from the face of the earth.